This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva directs all concerned sides to work in a bid to protect people's lives from COVID-19. Prime Minister says government is committed to ensuring higher education to economically backward people. Education Minister Devendra Poudyal calls on Teachers Service Commission to open vacancies for vacant posts of teachers in lower secondary and primary level. And an investigation reveals Myanmar military carried out mass killing of at least 40 people in July. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has directed all the concerned sides to work in a bid to protect people's lives from COVID-19. Addressing a virtual meeting with the chief ministers and chief district officers of all seven provinces regarding a special vaccination drive against COVID-19 today, Prime Minister Deva called on them to conclude the vaccination drive on time. The Prime Minister clarified that the government's topmost priority at present was to protect people's lives from the COVID-19. Prime Minister Deva also expressed his belief that the government's target to vaccinate all people against COVID-19 by mid-April would be accomplished. Also speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Balakrishna Khar said the government was making efforts to make the vaccination drive a success. Likewise, Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki urged the communication sector to play more active role to help government accomplish its target. Similarly, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma vowed to provide necessary budgetary assistance required for the vaccination drive. Likewise, Health Minister Birwat Khatiwara stressed the need for expediting the vaccination drive as the risk of infection of new variant was growing. The chief ministers and ministers of various provinces said they had expedited vaccination campaign in their respective province and vowed to continue awareness program about the COVID-19. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva had said the government is committed to providing equal opportunity for education to all citizens despite their varied socio-economic status. Addressing the 47th convocation of the Tribhuvan University in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister stated that the government was committed to ensuring higher education to economically backward people. Also, the Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, Prime Minister Deva, said it was the responsibility of the nation to create a conducive environment for everyone to obtain higher education and utilize own talent and creativity for the sake of the society and the nation. The Prime Minister also advised the university to continue with efforts for infrastructure development, educational and other reformative efforts. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudyal stressed the need for practical education that would help the graduates translate their skills and knowledge for the betterment of their life and of the society as a whole. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has designated Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva to assume the portfolio of Ministry of Defence as well. Issuing a statement today, the Office of the President informed that the designation was made on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers after Defence Minister Dr. Milindra Rizal resigned from his post. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudyal has directed the Teachers Service Commission to open vacancies for the vacant post of teachers in lower secondary and primary level. During a discussion with the office bureaus of the Teachers Service Commission today, the Education Minister instructed them to announce vacancies for vacant 13,093 posts of teachers. Chairman of the Commission, Madhu Prasad Rigmi, informed that the commission was making preparations to announce the vacancies on coming Wednesday. A total of 220 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 4,141 samples. Likewise, 263 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, a person died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,574 in the country so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
स्टार 1415 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has been postponed until further notice due to the obstruction by main opposition CPN UML. The meeting called for Prime Minister Shivaradeva to table the annual reports of the National Dalit Commission for the fiscal year 2019-20 and 2020-21 was obstructed after UML's lawmakers withdrew from their seat in protest shortly after the commencement of the National Assembly. The National Assembly was postponed without entering the business schedule as the CPN UML lawmakers continued the protest, insisting the House cannot move ahead until their demands were addressed. The protesting UML has been demanding action against UML lawmakers who have faced action at the hand of the UML. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal has said all political parties should be united to fight against regressive forces. Speaking at an interaction organized by Socialist Press Organization in Kathmandu today, Chair Nepal mentioned that parliament obstruction was an example of regression. Chair Nepal shared that the alliance formed against the regression would be continued in the upcoming elections and later too. He also expressed his belief that the alliance would be continued even after the election, as none of the political party would get majority in the election. Vote counting under women cluster and Muslim central members under the 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress is in the final phase. Secretary of the Nepali Congress Election Committee Keshav Rizal informed that the results would be announced soon. As soon as the counting of votes for 35 seats in the men's open category was completed last evening, the counting of votes for the 9 open seats in the women's category and 3 seats in the Muslim would be concluded soon. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A BBC investigation has found that the Myanmar military carried out a series of mass killings of civilians in July that resulted in the deaths of at least 40 men. Eyewitnesses and survivors say that soldiers, some as young as 17, rounded up villages before separating them, the men, and killing them. Video footage and images from the incidents appear to show most of those killed were tortured first and buried in shallow graves. The killings took place in July in 4 separate incidents in Kani Township, an opposition stronghold in Sagaing District in central Myanmar. Leftist candidate Gabriel Boric has won Chile's presidential election to become the country's youngest ever leader. In what was expected to be a tight race, the 35-year-old former student protest leader defeated his far-right rival Jose Antonio Kast by 10 points. Mr. Boric told supporters he would look after democracy, promising curbs on Chile's neoliberal economic model. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sirbahadur Deva directs all concerned sites to work in a bid to protect people's lives from COVID-19. Prime Minister says the government is committed to ensuring higher education to economically backward people. Education Minister Devendra Poddar calls on Teachers Service Commission to open vacancies for vacant posts of teachers in lower secondary and primary level. And an investigation reveals Myanmar military carried out mass killing of at least 40 people in July. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.